Middletown Property Group made statewide news last year when tenants shared their living conditions, like mold, standing sewage, and leaking roofs. Tenants have said rents and mandatory fees are high, while emergency maintenance requests go unanswered for weeks or longer. In a settlement announced by the Attorney General's office, the company will have to refund or credit renters a total of $35,000. It will have to stop using the name BSU Rentals, which the AG's office says causes confusion. Also in the settlement, Middletown will have to stop charging an unrefundable redecoration fee instead of a security deposit. It will need to remove as-is language from leases and abide by state law that governs landlords. To make sure the company complies, it will be monitored by the office's Homeowner Protection Unit for 2 years. In April, after a year-long investigation by the Ball State Daily News student newspaper, Middletown President and CEO Matthew Abner wrote to renters in a newsletter that Middletown is, quote, improving our maintenance coordination and quality, refining our customer communication, and working only with owners who will invest in their properties. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.